Revelation 1, verse number 5. Boy, I thank God that He's faithful, don't you? Amen. Do you know He's faithful when you're not? Do you know when you're there's no faithfulness in your body and there's nothing, you're not being faithful? You know He's faithful to you. You don't have to be faithful for Him to be faithful. Never get that mixed up. That he, listen to me this morning. There have been times this week, if He hadn't breathed for me, I'd be dead. So it ain't about your faithfulness. It's about His. He was faithful when you wasn't. He died for you when you didn't even know you needed to be died for. He went to the cross when you didn't even know that you needed somebody to go to the cross. That's how faithful He is. Woo! Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 5. We love to stand around here, especially with the Word of God. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 5. And the Bible says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence this morning, Father, it's so good to be in Your house. It's so good to be at the spout where the glory runs out, Father. Lord, I thank You for saving my soul from a devil's hell. I thank You for making all things new. I thank You that You loved us before You ever saved us. I thank You that You loved us before You ever washed us. I thank You that You loved us before You ever cleansed us. I thank You that You loved us before we ever knew that we needed to be loved, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning for that one that is sin sick in here this morning, that hey, get to this place this morning where they just give it all over to You, Father. Lord, I ask for the next few moments that You guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything that's said this morning be all about You and nothing about me. I thank You for the candidates we have this morning for baptism. Father, that they've already asked You into their life. I thank You for that. And I thank You that You met that need by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, you may be seated this morning. Just for a few moments before we call the candidates up and before the church this morning, I want to share with you for just a brief moment about the faithful witness that Jesus Christ is. Hey, can I say to you this morning that, hey, there's nobody like Him. You can look around the world. You can look up. You can look down. You can look all around, but you won't find nobody like Jesus. He's all by Himself. He's all alone. There's nobody like Him. There's nobody you can put up against Him. There's nobody you can measure up to His great and how good He is this morning. I thank God that in Revelation 1:5 the Bible says that He is a faithful witness. He is faithful in what He does. He's faithful in how He does it. He has never saved nobody and He had not saved fully and completely. He's in the saving business. Amen. That's what He's in this morning. But I want to show you this morning what He's faithful to. Number one, He is faithful to His children. Look what He says here. And Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us. Before He ever saved anybody, before He ever applied the blood to anybody's life, He loved you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever shall call upon Him shall have everlasting life. 2 Peter 3:9 says that He's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to what? Come to repentance. Hey, before you ever gave your life to Jesus, He loved you. Amen. I see that He is faithful to His children because He loved us. But I see also He is faithful to His cleansing. Not only is He faithful to His children, but He is faithful to the cleansing that He does. I thank God this morning that my cleansing is not based upon what I've done. I thank, wow, glory. I thank God this morning that my cleansing is not based upon what I'm going to do. I thank God this morning that my salvation is not based upon me, but it's based upon the blood of Jesus Christ, Brother J.D. He washed me and cleansed me and saved me from a devil's hell and saved me from my sin. It said that He loved us and He washed us. You said, preacher, when He washed me, what did He do? I want to share this with you. This morning, the faithful in the cleansing. The faithful in the cleansing is this. Look what he said. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. He is faithful, number one, because it is a personal cleansing. When he cleansed you personally. Amen. He didn't cleanse his whole church at one time. When you ask Jesus to save your soul and he comes inside of you, he cleanses you right then. He cleanses that individual. There's enough blood for everybody in this room. Can I say to you, there's enough blood for everybody in the world. It don't take much. It don't take a whole lot. I don't know how much it took, but he gave it all. And this morning, I say to you, it is personal because he cleanses you in his own blood. But I see this also as powerful. It's powerful. That blood is not only personal when it comes inside a person, but it's very powerful. What it can do. How it can set the vilest sinner clean. How it can take a man that's wretched and undone and of no worth and no count and it ain't even worth a plug nickel and he can reach down from heaven and take what was nothing to make something out of it. I don't understand it, but I sure am glad of it. Amen. Hey, he says this. Look what he says here. He said he loved us and he washed us. I see it's personal. I see it's very powerful, but I see it's perfect. Look what he says. And he washed us from our sins in his own blood. In the blood of Jesus Christ, he washed us from our sin. Turn with me, if you will, for just a moment to 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7. I want to show you this. 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7 about how he has washed our sin away. He has washed it away as far as the east is from the west. The Bible said that he has hid it. He has put it behind his back, never to be remembered no more, never to be seen no more. If anybody bring your sin up, you listen to me this morning, it is the old devil, it's the old accuser of the brethren. He's going to bring up what you've done in your past. He's going to make sure you don't live it down. Hey, but when he starts bringing up your past, you bring up his future. Can I get an amen? Let him know that you're going to spend eternity in heaven with God Almighty, and he's going to spend eternity in the devil's hell. Hey, this morning I thank God that I don't have to spend eternity in hell, and it ain't on my righteousness. It ain't because I'm a pastor of a Baptist church. It ain't because I'm a preacher. It ain't because I've been licensed and ordained seminary school. It ain't none of that, Brother Jag. All it is the blood of Jesus. Hey, it run down Calvary. And one day at the foot of the cross when I knelt down and I asked Jesus to save me from my sin, he was faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen. That's what he does. Don't you get caught up in what you do. You get caught up in what he did. Boy, you get wound up in that. It'll set you free. It'll set a man free. It'll set the captive free. Look what he said here in 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 7. The Bible says, boy, don't you like that? Man, you don't want my opinion. I don't want yours. Hey, I don't want your opinion because we all got different ones. Everybody in this room's got a different opinion, different things that we think, how we like. Some like red, some like blue. Amen. I asked my wife, my daughter said, where y'all want to eat? She said, it don't matter. Where's that place at? I have looked for that for years. That's why when I get in this book, I don't want your opinion. I don't want to give you mine. I want to give you thus saith the word of God. Whew. 1 John 1, 7. I'm trying to be just calm, Brother Dave, this morning if I can. I'll tell y'all something. Friday night into Saturday, Mom was sick. Thought we was fixing to lose Mom. Mom's sick, bad sick. And man, they told us she was fragile and be prepared and stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? What? Man, we got to praying. And got asking God to move, whatever his will be, just move on it, just help it. And yesterday morning, Mom woke up wanting a milkshake. Mom wanted a milkshake. Went and got her a milkshake. She got drinking on that thing. I said, Mom, there's a lot of people been praying for you. She said, I know. Me and my two sisters was in the room. Brandy was in the room. There's some more in there. I looked down there. I said, Mom, what do you think? She said, I know y'all been praying for me, but I've been so sick, I ain't even been able to pray for myself. She said, let's pray. I didn't have to beg her to pray. I didn't have to beg her to do nothing. You know what she did? She bowed that head right there before God, and she got to praying. She got to praying God that he'd just move on her and help her, touch her body, heal her, make her new. Son, I tell you what, we had a Holy Ghost fit right there in that room. Can I get an amen? Hey, you know what? This may be the only time you get to pray. You may not never get to pray again. You may go into a vegetation state, never get to pray again, never know nothing about it, die and go to a devil's hell just because you're going to do it tomorrow or do it next week. You think you got it all under control right now. You don't have it. He controls it all. Look what he says here in 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another and the blood. And the blood, Sister Denise, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son. His son, not no Baptist doctrine, not no preacher, not nothing, but the blood of Jesus. Man, there's so many people who wants to distort that. That's the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ. His son cleanses us from all sin. That's what the book says. Cleanses us from all sin. Let me go back to the text with me right quick and we're going to get on with the service. Not only is he faithful to his children and faithful to his cleansing, this coming Tuesday, October the 31st, going to be 20 years since I got busted for manufacturing crystal meth. Wow! 20 years ago! And I'm free, Brother Heath! Free! Who the Son sets free is free indeed! Man, that ain't much to a lot of folks. Son, that puts me on shouting ground. This time of the year, I just get excited. Everybody's looking for Halloween and looking for things going on. I'll never forget that night. Me and my wife was in Walmart dealing around there, and I said, boy, somebody going to jail tonight, not knowing it was going to be me. Had no clue it was going to be me. But you know what? That was just a stepping stone, what God was wanting to do in my life. He said, I can't believe that preacher done that. You know what? There's some things in your life people probably couldn't believe you've done. But for the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood, there'd be no hope for you and me. Come on, Kaylee, jump in there. Though all our righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Can I say to you this morning, it's the blood. Number one, he's faithful to his children because of the blood. He's faithful to the cleansing because of his blood. But he's faithful to his local body church because of the blood. The world don't get it because they're not his. He's faithful to the local body church. I had a fit over Sister Caitlin here coming to church. She's sitting up here smiling. She got saved and she's going to church. Man, that excites me. You know how many people get saved and don't ever go back to church? Well, heaven's going to... Well, come on now. If you heard about him because of her, about the church, you ought to go to her. We fellowship one with her. And look what he made us. Look what he made us. Not only did he love us and washed us. Oh, man. Loved us and washed us. You say, you don't look very clean, but I am. I'm clean. Sin daily, but got a clean slate. Sin daily! But when he looks at me, only thing God sees, he sees a clean slate. As though I've never sinned because the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my life, Brother JD. When he looks down on me, as though I've never sinned. Because you know why? He's looking to me, he's looking through the Son's eyes down to me. And when I look up to him, I'm looking through the Son's eyes to him. As though I've never sinned. Look what he says. And he has made us. Not he's going to make you. Not he, wait 30 days and you'll get it. He don't ain't no waiting business here. And hath made us kings. Kings. He's made you priest unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 6:15 said he's the only potentate. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And this morning to you that have been saved, if Jesus Christ is your king this morning, you come up underneath him. No longer to walk in condemnation, but to be set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, I don't know about you, but I'm just excited. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to do something. There she is. We're going to do something. Let me get some folks up here. I'm from Detroit. I got to write stuff down. Only when preaching comes, I don't have to write very much down. But boy, when it comes this right here, I got... Okay.